I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost for words, and I'm really humbled that somebody even thought I was eligible for nomination. I've enjoyed fundraising, I've enjoyed voluntary work, and to be awarded for such a thing is just so rewarding and so humbling. I'm just lost for words.
Audrey, can you tell us a bit more about your story? What's led to the fundraising, and what's led to this award ultimately?
Realistically, I've fundraised since I was about 8 years old and used to have a jumble sale and whatever, go up to the ministers with a couple of pennies and what have you. Always been interested in fundraising, always been interested in charity work. Just latterly, when I lost my son in April 2009, I became dedicated towards the RNLI and decided to devote my attentions to them, and simply went out to make a ladies' day, which ended up earning lots and lots and lots of money. So I continued over the last 5 years, and it's been such a success, and raised 128,000 for the local RNLIs, and there we go.
Speaking about the ladies' day, I noticed specifically in the nomination, very, very high praise for that one. What goes into that kind of event?
Initially, it started off as a ladies' lunch and with entertainment, and then I started getting entertainment from the RNLI crew of Aberdeen, and which the women thoroughly loved. Then I went to go organising bands and that from far afield, and just had an entertainment lunch and raising lots of money, more or less awareness that the volunteers of RNLI are actually volunteers and they're not paid. So the awareness became quite a poignant thing for us on that day.
And the work they do, absolutely. Well, it's vital.
It's vital. It is vital.
And in terms of your own fundraising efforts, something you'll, I suppose, be continuing?
I will continue, yes. I've got everything to aim for now that I've been given this award. I'll have to carry on.